Good morning, everyone. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. The winds have died down. The rain's gone. God's just prepared a beautiful day for us to enjoy. Makes you want to sing. God is so good. God is so good. Sing with me. God is so good. He's so good to me. And He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. Well, looks like we've dodged a bullet when it comes to the latest COVID scare. And so we'll be opening again next Sunday, Lord willing. Things could change between now and then. Hope you can come and join with us. Today I want to talk about a wonderful mystery, and that mystery is if you're saved, or Jesus, as Jesus said, you have been born from above, then you are the place where God lives. That's right. You and I, as believers and followers of Jesus, we are the place where God lives. I know we've heard the fact that we're God's dwelling place over and over and over again. We say, well, that's wonderful. Well, what are we doing for lunch? Well, you get what I'm talking about. We get so familiar with God's wonderful promises and His truth that we just pass it off as it doesn't matter at all. So today let's get back to God's truth, and let's let His majesty, the majesty of His magnificence, just enfold us. Father, I thank you for the beautiful day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your word that we're going to look at. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for the reality of who you are and what you have done for us. Lord, we just praise you for that. Now open our minds and our hearts as we dive into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go with me to one comment that the Apostle Paul made to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. He says, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy and you are that temple. Most of the time when we hear this, it's because we look at it because somebody is abusing the body, and some preacher wants to make a big point not to do that. And it's true. Since we are God's temple, when we do something that damages the temple, well, God really doesn't like that. And all we need to do is go back to the life of Jesus Christ and see what He did to the thieves and robbers that turned the Jewish temple into a shopping center. The way it was on those days, everything that you needed for your yearly sacrifices could be purchased at the temple, and even the bankers were there as well. And Jesus made a whip, and He whipped them all out after shouting, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, and you have made it a den of thieves." It's clear that He didn't like God's temple being abused. Now let's go back to our verse and look at the main point of the verse. Let's look at it again, verse number 16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's temple dwells in you? Let's see if we can get that. We are the place that God lives. Say that with me. Matter of fact, say it with me twice. We are the place that God lives. We are the place that God lives. When you get up in the morning and you look at the mirror and you look at yourself, you're looking at the temple of God. Now, see if you can understand that. The Spirit that formed the entire universe lives in you and me. The Spirit that set the church on fire at Pentecost lives in us. The Spirit that walked in the body of Jesus walks and lives in you and me. When we get our heads around that, if that's at all possible, we'll fall on our faces and say, God, how could this possibly be? But according to the Bible, it's true. You see, Bible truth is much more amazing than science fiction, but it's 100% God's truth. So if God is God, and we know that He is, then you and I are God's house, not the building, us, those that are born again. We are God's house. Let that sink in. What's amazing is when you look at the church, you'll discover that all of us that have God's Spirit living within us, all together, are known as the body of Christ. That's mentioned by the Apostle Paul so many times. And we are Jesus in the world. We are literally His body to the world. And remember what Jesus said of His church. He said, the gates of hell will not defeat His church. It makes you want to say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. So did you have any idea how powerful the church is collectively? You see, our churches in Warhope are representatives of the body of Christ locally. And collectively, we are part of the body of Christ worldwide. And at present, we are all over the world and changing the place for the better. You may say again, yeah, I know that. So why are you making such a big deal about it today? The truth is, we often lose sight of who we are and what the church is. James said, for us to be doers of the word of God, and not just hearers of the word of God. Our problem is when we hear it, we really don't believe it. We just pass it off as, oh well. And when we don't believe it, we don't act on what we hear. So our truth today is simply stated, God's Spirit lives in us. And I believe it should be very obvious that He does. His Holy Spirit will change us, and through us will change the world. Have you been changed? Go ahead and ask that question. No, not have you just said a few words, but have you been changed? Have you been converted from a normal person to a person who is indwelt, or can I even say possessed, by the Spirit of God? If you are, it needs to show. It needs to be obvious. You can't hide it in your room or your house or the four walls of the church. It needs to show. So, does it show in you? And does God's Spirit show in our church? For a few moments, I want to go through some of the amazing things that God's Spirit will do in us. We are joined with Jesus and all other Christians through salvation. So, are you a Christ follower? Is Jesus your Savior and Lord? Well, Savior takes care of the future. Lord takes care of the present. So, are you a Jesus Christ following believer? Secondly, the body of Christ, or the church, has Jesus as our leader and Lord. Listen, no man, no denomination, no preacher, no politician can take the headship of the church. Jesus has that all wrapped up. He is our leader and He is our Lord. Thirdly, the body of Christ is His physical presence throughout the world. As a Christ-following believer, every step that we take should be filled with the feet of Jesus. If you and I are there, Jesus is there. Fourthly, the body of Christ is indwelt by the Spirit of God, and this has amazing ramifications. The power that started everything up and will wind everything down lives in you and me. That is powerful. One person said, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And that lady concludes, your playing small does not serve the world. We are meant to shine as God's children. But let me add this. If we shine with human arrogance, we'll be a total catastrophe because God will resist us and push us away. But if we shine for Jesus with humility, we'll start to look and act just like Jesus. And that is our goal. And finally, number five, members of the body of Christ share a common bond with all other Christ-following believers, regardless of background, race, color, or ministry. According to the Apostle Paul, there should never, ever be any division in the body of Christ, ever. So collectively, we are one body, and that body is the body of Christ. And all of this can take place because of one simple truth that we're trying to get our heads around today. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Listen, let me say in closing, we may as well start believing the truths of the Bible. I'm going to say it again because I want you to get it. We may as well start believing the truths of the Bible. If we want to make a difference in our community and around that world, we've got to get our heads around the fact that God lives in us. And Jesus said that all things are possible. All things, nothing is limited. All things are possible with God. But first, we've got to believe it. And then let that belief change our lives. There's a little song I used to sing growing up that goes like this. Only believe. Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. Do you believe? If you do, let's change the words to that song and make a strong statement. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe, all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Heavenly Father, thank you for this magnificent truth. It is so simple to state, but yet so hard to grasp. But the simple reality is, as followers of Jesus, with Him as Savior and Lord, you live in us. That has world-changing significance. So we might as well let it change our lives. I pray that everyone here today has chosen to make Jesus Savior and Lord and follow Him, and You will fill us with Your Holy Spirit. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now I'd like to play that little song for you that I just sang. I remember singing in the church that my Aunt Ruth was on the piano and I was playing the bass guitar and my brother was on the guitar and everyone was singing, and boy, was it a wonderful time. And this little clip that I want to play for you is presented in a way that only an African-American choir can present. I hope it's a blessing to you.